Well, welcome to live local radio on 97.1 FM and also streaming on NorthIdahoRadio.com. I'm your host, David Keyes, and what a great show we're going to have lined up today. I've got Steph Ray, who's the bereavement coordinator at BGH. In fact, she's sitting right across the table from me right now. And then following her, we have a doubleheader. We have Curtis Johnson, who is also with BGH, but he's wearing a different hat today. He's wearing a Sandpoint Rotary hat, talking about a great scholarship program they have there and a way people can have fun to maybe help support and change some lives that way. So welcome aboard. I'm glad you're here. And it is not your imagination. We are in a smoke zone right now. My phone is lit up here a few minutes ago with a smoke advisory, so we are on alert for that. So please be careful out there. It can add up pretty quickly. Smoke is not good for you. And people say, oh, I can still jog out there. I can still do this. Well, you can, but there are some consequences that way too. And, you know, while you're thinking about safety, think also about the firefighters that are out there too. I mean, we've got that Lightning Creek fire, which is still going, but not nearly like it was. I've been told that what's going on now is the wind is kind of pushing it back over where it had already burned. So it's kind of like its own fire break that way. So it's kind of under a little bit of control that way for sure. But the one you're smelling and seeing right now is what's called the Sunset Fire. And I just checked, and it's up to 675 acres right now. So that's huge. And they're doing some mass evacuations. I know that Segal Elementary School is a spot for people who are displaced right now. So I don't have to tell you this for sure, but one, be careful, check on your neighbors, and make sure that you're in tune with what's going on around you, because fires can change so quickly, especially with the wind we have here and everything else going on. So again, just a shout out to our firefighters, our first responders, and please be careful out there and try not to get in their way. I mean, people start showing up to watch the fires a bit, and that always gets in the way of people, and that's how you cause more trouble than what we really want right now, for sure. In the middle of all this, we're also in the Bonner County Fair Week. So I noticed yesterday as the smoke started rolling in around about noon or so, that morning I could kind of smell it, kind of taste it a little bit. And then all of a sudden I looked outside of my office and I could hardly see Baldy Mountain or anything else anywhere nearby. So boom, it was hitting. It was stinking a little bit, all that kind of bad stuff that happened. So sounds like we might get some rain on Saturday around here, so hopefully that'll dampen things a little bit and maybe knock that smoke out of the sky. So anyway, that's your weather update. That's a little bit of fair update, and here we go. Let's all be careful out there. So what I'm going to do today, I'm going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to have Steph Ray from Bonner General Health. She is the bereavement coordinator, and she's going to tell us her life story in 15 minutes or less. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Andrew O'Neill, Emergency Manager for Boundary County. Did you know outdoor equipment can spark a wildfire? Sometimes chains or other metal parts can cause spark. The same can happen with an exposed wheel rim if your tires are low or if your brake pads wear too thin. So what can you do about it? Maintain your equipment properly. Secure all chains so they don't drag on the road. Mow early in the day and never when it's windy and excessively dry. Outfit your equipment with Spark Arrestor, brought to you by your local fire department thanks to the Idaho Department of Lands and donations made to the Boundary County Fire Prevention Co-op.
Accidents happen, and when they do, more people reach out to Northwest Auto Body. Consistently voted the best auto body shop in the region, we offer guaranteed repairs by certified technicians using only state-of-the-art equipment. Our locally owned collision facilities have been serving North Idaho for nearly 50 years. Find us online or just stop on by. No appointments needed, no charge estimates, and advice is just good customer service. Remember, Northwest Auto Body in Sandpoint, Ponderay, and now in Bonner's Ferry.
Start your day off right with a breakfast from Spud's Waterfront Grill. Try their new signature jams, breakfast sandwiches, and tasty scrambles, plus delicious house-made soups and sandwiches, perfect for a hearty lunch on the go. Spud's is now open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Got an event? Spud's catering options features baskets of sandwiches, large salads, and comforting crock pots of soup. Located on First Avenue in Sandpoint, check them out online, Spud's Waterfront Grill.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.com.
News Talk 97.1. We're here for a good time. Not a long time. So have a good time.
Well, welcome back to Live Local Radio on 97.1 FM. As promised, we've got some great guests today. In fact, they're double teaming me right now. They're sitting across the table, but Curtis Johnson has promised not to say anything. In fact, he just moved the microphone away, so which is good for all concerned that way for sure. But I do have Steph Ray here, and all kidding aside, what a tough job that you have. I mean, bereavement coordinator—that's talking to people when they need to be talked to, and boy, that's not everybody's gig for sure. So I want to welcome you first of all.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Well, tell me a little bit about you and tell me a bit about how you fit into BGH and, like I said, your life story in maybe 30 seconds.
Sure, I'll do my best. So I grew up in northern Michigan and I was raised an outdoors woman. I was spending time with my dad hunting and fishing and then spending time with my mom hiking. And that led to, when I was 19, my first outdoor guiding job. And I've been outdoor guiding since. And what I found was connecting with people in the wilderness was incredibly rewarding and magical. And in college, I studied psychology. And I was very curious about what I was seeing when I would interact with my clients outside. And so I found a niche field called wilderness therapy. And I guided for another 4 or 5 years there.
That was in Michigan mostly at that point?
No, wilderness therapy was in Colorado and Utah.
Gotcha.
And so I spent about 1,000 days in the backcountry providing therapy and interventions in a wilderness setting. And it got to the point where I knew that I wanted to continue down this field, and I knew that the next step was to become a therapist. So went to grad school, got my, I'm a master in social work. I have my LCSW, and I started my own private practice. I started a nonprofit wilderness therapy program, and I run another business where we do backpacking therapy retreats.
Really? So, how about that?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, thank you. Just last year I found Bonner Community Hospice and they were looking for a bereavement coordinator. And it was just a demographic and something different that I haven't tried before. And I really love the flexibility of, we do a lot of program development. We offer a lot of workshops to our community, and Bonner Community Hospice is the only local nonprofit hospice in this area. And when you're calling our line, you get one of our nurses. And because we're a nonprofit, we're able to give back a lot to the community. So we do offer free counseling, we offer free workshops, and then we offer a lot of additional, like Tree of Memorial Lights. We ran a kids' grief camp that was 3 days this year. And actually, tonight is our reunion.
Perfect. Where's that?
That will be at Pine Street Woods.
Oh, fun.
Good
place to have that for sure, too. And where's your office located? I think I know, but I'm not sure our listeners do.
It is in the Bonner Community Hospital downstairs.
Downstairs,
yes.
The old part?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. I thought it was. You know, it's really cool, too. Again, that's finding people where they are and making sure that you're helping them through a journey for sure. I'm in love with the Healing Garden. And I don't know, it's nothing that you don't do anything with that, but you know, I've spent more time at the hospital with, you know, relatives and things, and that Healing Garden to me is world class too. And I guess it's all part about healing, isn't it? That's what bereavement is too. So mm-hmm. You probably are hand in hand. I'm fascinated, though, by the idea of the outdoors and bereavement coming together that way. That's a unique niche for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about that. So somebody goes through a tragedy, of course, mm-hmm. or is going through a tragedy probably, and all of a sudden they drop into a wilderness area and they go on a little more survival skills. They turn off all the phones and all that kind of stuff and they kind of find themselves. Is that the goal?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it all depends on who the person is and what their goals are. A lot of the retreats and excursions that I do lead are trauma-based. And so we teach a lot about the neurology of trauma, as well as incorporating different experiential interventions and mindfulness practices while in the wilderness. And there's a ton of science out there that shows how nature is a natural nervous system regulator. Mm-hmm. And then to be able to remove ourselves from the hustle and bustle of everyday life and go somewhere into the wilderness, it kind of gives us perspective on life. Like, we can take the break to observe our life instead of being in our life, and in those observations we can kind of figure out what our priorities and our values are and come to the place of being able to make decisions of what to change or what to keep the same.
Sure. So these folks are like relatives, spouses, kids. Is that who these people are that do this with you, or all different family branches?
All different. Again, okay. It's all dependent on the demographic and the certain niches. And each retreat that my company does, it's very specific towards who. Like, we'll do, like I said, trauma. We will do burnout. We'll do grief, which this is what the kids camp through hospice was the demographic was children who have suffered recent massive losses.
Wow. Yeah.
And to bring them together to recognize that they're not alone and teach them that grief is normal and to teach them about their emotions and how to feel their emotions and then also how to process them and talk about them.
Well, Steph, that's really important too. I mean, all these kids are different ages too, and they all have different shells you have to kind of crack and get through somehow. And
mm-hmm.
And that's not everybody's calling for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So you talked a little bit about your history.
Mm-hmm.
When did you think that you really wanted to help people on that part of their lives? You know, when did it hit you that you maybe had a talent to help family members, kids especially now, get through the grief process, or at least help guide them through? You can't get them through it, but you can help guide them through mm-hmm. it so they discover it themselves. When did that hit you?
You would say, are you asking specifically for grief?
Yeah, I'm talking about maybe these kids who are at this camp and everything
okay.
else, and trying to help them through that. Not everybody can do that.
Yeah.
I'm looking at myself, and mm-hmm. I say, I couldn't. I honestly couldn't. I mean, I'm an empathetic guy, and I want to help people for sure, but I honestly don't have the DNA to do that. How did you get there?
That's a great question. I don't know if I have a specific moment where that became very clear to me, but there's something very sweet and tender in being able to meet somebody in one of the most vulnerable times of their life and be somebody who doesn't, who is comfortable with sitting in their discomfort, and to be able to fully listen and see and hear what their experience is like. And that's one of the things that I really love about being the bereavement coordinator, is that talking about death and our own mortality is so taboo.
Right.
And so when we have patients who are dying, as they all are because it's hospice, it's really hard for them to find people to talk to about what that experience is like, because, you know, it's very hard for them to lean on their loved ones because they start talking about it and their loved ones are also going through that and they can't really hold that space and they don't want to upset their loved ones. And there's really not a lot of people to talk to. And so it's very rewarding, and it's such an honor and privilege that I can sit there and listen to what that experience is like.
Yeah.
You
know, I've known a few hospice volunteers, and they are like the most special people in the world. I mean,
mm-hmm.
they're like little angels on earth. They truly
mm-hmm.
are, because
mm-hmm.
they can get beyond themselves, like you said, open themselves up, be there for somebody who they really don't know, but they know what they're going through,
mm-hmm.
and to make that difference for people. I think that's great. How many volunteers are there? How many hospice people are around here? How many people do you have to coordinate?
On our volunteer team, I would say that there's probably over 40 or 50. And what's also really cool is that they are creating their own programs internally. And so we have a group of volunteers that have started a music therapy group. We have another group of volunteers who's starting an animal therapy group. For kids camp, we had 13 volunteers, which was awesome. And they volunteered a lot of time for training and then for the event itself. And they show up and they're just incredibly special people.
Right. Yeah. And this is an annual camp?
Yeah, once a year, and it's free to kids in Bonner and Boundary County. And truly, the only requirement is just a child who is experiencing some sort of loss in some way, shape, or form. So it doesn't necessarily have to be through the death of a family member. It could be through divorce. And this year, we have the Memory Bear. We have their volunteer. Her name's Michelle. She makes memory bears, and you can look her online. She's the memorybearmaker.com, I believe. And she is incredible. Her team volunteered to take the clothing of these kids' loved ones who they lost, and they turned them into teddy bears. And I was expecting these little tiny teddy bears, but these bears were huge, and they made it so that their arms moved and their legs moved, and they were beautiful, and they embroidered the child's name on one foot and then embroidered a heart on another. And it is so cool just to see how the community comes together for these kids during kids camp.
And the talent that's out there.
Oh
too.
My gosh. Yeah.
And then the wanting to give back, you know, bigger than themselves.
Yeah.
And helping somebody they don't know. And I think that's, wow, what a gift that is.
Yeah.
My goodness.
So, absolutely.
So you see these bears and they're reminders of the person who's passed, for sure. And that's just a good, solid way to kind of keep that connection going. Is that the idea behind that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, interesting. I had never heard of that before. So if people want to reach you, though, and talk more about what we're talking about today, how do they find you?
They could email me at StephanieRay@BonnerGeneral.org, or they can call our hospice main line and ask for Stephanie.
Okay. And Ray is R-A-Y, right?
R-A-Y.
There's an R-A-E's. There's a whole bunch of them in Bonner's Ferry in Boundary County. So that's
no
why
way.
You want to. Hey, yeah, it's true. It's true. Well, it's been great meeting you. And
likewise.
Thanks for your time today, for sure. And I think what we'll do is we'll take a commercial break, and then we'll come back with another one of your coworkers here, Curtis Johnson, and we'll talk about something totally different than we just covered, but equally as exciting. So great meeting you. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
So we'll take a break now, and then when we come back, we'll have Curtis Johnson talking about how to make the difference, how to change people's lives. How about that in a golf stroke or two?
When it's time to hit the road, let Squeaky's Truck and Auto in Kootenai get your pickup ready for everything you have planned. Squeaky's offers custom truck accessories like WeatherTech mats, bed covers, receiver hitches, gooseneck hitches, and fifth wheel hitches. So, no matter what you plan on hauling this season, Squeaky's is the place to go. For more information, stop into Squeaky's Truck and Auto on Highway 200 in Kootenai.
Wrangler is trusted, comfortable, iconic. At North 40 Outfitters, buy two, get one free all Wrangler pants for a limited time. Authentically Western Wrangler pants are go-to favorites for working hard and playing even harder. Buy two, get one free all Wrangler bottoms at North 40 Outfitters or online at north40.com and pick up curbside. North 40 Outfitters, outfitting work and play.
At Winter Ridge, if it makes it onto our shelves, it has met our quality standards, and we can rest easy knowing it's making its way into your pantries and onto your tables. We are getting back to the basics and refreshing our product selection store-wide. In addition, we are happy to announce we are bringing back in-store sampling and wine tastings. Try before you buy new and exciting products. Learn about the makers behind the brands and discover delightful pairings. It's going to be a summer to remember. We'll see you in the aisles. Winter Ridge, your community choice for local, natural, and delicious. At the corner of Lake and Boyer in Sandpoint.
Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor & Son Chevrolet, serving the greater Sandpoint area. For over the past decade, the Chevrolet Equinox has been the staple of Taylor & Son's small SUV lineup. For the 2025 model year, the Equinox was completely redesigned from the ground up. This new version of Equinox is easily the best yet, offering key characteristics this model is known for, including all-wheel drive handling, fuel economy, and abundance of standard features at a value price. 2026 models now include standard Chevy Safety Assist, including adaptive cruise control, auto emergency braking, lane keep assist, and more, all in included in this model's value price. Based on popularity, Taylor & Sons has already moved on to the 2026 model year for all new Chevrolet Equinoxes in stock. Better yet, every new 2026 model Chevrolet Equinox is currently on sale at Taylor & Sons. You can view our entire inventory of new Equinox models online at tschevy.com. There you will find multiple pictures, detailed descriptions, and clear transaction pricing for every vehicle in stock. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
Albertson Barlow Insurance Services in Sandpoint is your trusted, independent, locally owned and operated full-service insurance company. Scott and Ty understand that insurance these days can get confusing. They're here to assist you through the process and explain your options clearly, providing you and your family the right coverage for every need. Life, health, property, auto, and more. Contact Albertson Barlow Insurance in the Old Powerhouse Building, online at Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
News Talk 97.1, KSBT KBFI. We're here for a good time. Not a long time. So have a good time.
Well, welcome back to Live Thursday Radio here on 97.1. I am your host, David Keyes, and looking out the window right now, I still see some smoke out there, Tag. So I think we're going to be in for the annual end of summer smoke that we always receive here. But as I mentioned earlier, too, it's very serious time for firefighters. So keep them in your thoughts. Stay out of their way and let them fight their fires. And let's get this this chapter moved along as fast as we can with at least amount of damage as possible, too. So we want to make sure that everybody's safe that way. I'm lucky today to have the facilities director of BGH right across the table from me, Curtis Johnson. He's wearing a couple hats today. You can't see it on radio, but he looks good on a couple hats on. You really do, buddy.
Thank you. It's Fair Week. Maybe I'm wearing the cowboy hat, too.
there you go. Exactly right. We're going to be talking a little bit about, he's a member of Sandpoint Rotary, so you can raise your hand if you've ever heard Sandpoint Rotary mentioned on this show before. There you go. And they're all driving at the same time, too. Tag gives me a hard time about this. We call it Rotary Radio sometimes. It's so often. But, you know, if you do good things like you do, Curtis, we want to give you some air time for sure. And I do want to talk to you a little bit about, first of all, you're kind of even a new member still for Rotary, believe it or not, compared to the people that we see. Yeah. Tell us about who you are, what you do, first of all, your family a bit, and then maybe tell us a little bit about how you got into Sandpoint Rotary.
Yeah, Rotary was something I knew basically nothing about. I volunteered at a golf tournament before I ever became involved with the Rotary functions in the club. Just as a volunteer, I wanted to support career tech scholarships, and I knew that that was something that the golf tournament was doing. So I went and sat on one of the holes and watched the pro shot throughout the day. Right. People were donating money to have a professional golfer hit their tee shot for them, and that was a really fun place to be. Yeah. I got introduced to some key members, Debbie Ford and Carol, and they were so welcome and warming that I thought that it was something I wanted to look more into. Yeah. And then I found out that the hospital was a member of Rotary and a corporate member where they could have an alternate go, and that was kind of a role that I fit into. I joined the club and was so impressed. I do a bunch of other board work and past president of the Healthcare Engineering Society for Idaho, and my efforts in Rotary are so much more rewarding than they are in some of those other groups. And not to discount them, but right. Rotary is absolutely amazing.
Well, there you go. I couldn't have paid you to say that better than that. you said a term called career tech. And I don't know if everybody knows what that means exactly. So could you give me a definition of that and then maybe roll into the fact, and I still want your family, your history a little bit too, about how you got here and what you do and all that. But what is career tech?
Career tech, I mean, we would generally know this as the trades. It's going to be electricians, plumbers, HVAC specialists, that kind of work. But it's a lot broader than that. It also includes nursing, and it includes, we've actually given scholarships for people to do flight school and to open up their own nail salon and learn how to do those skills.
Collision repair,
that's another big
a new one.
One
right now. Yeah,
yeah. And you said that with that young man, I think you sent me a note that
I did. It changed his life already. It was a kid named Caden. And he works at Northwest Auto Body, and he was just a wash kid, and just a good kid. And he approached a couple of us and said, I'm thinking about going to college, but I really don't know if I can. And so we talked to him about that because he's really one of those kids that are just dialed into mechanical thinking, which is great. So that's, he needs to do something busy. And he did really well at Northwest Auto Body out in Ponderay. And so we kind of put our heads together, and I thought, you know what, maybe it kind of fit in our wheelhouse. So I got a hold of the committee and our Rotary Club, and I said, hey, what about? And so he, this kid filled out his application, and he was nervous about it. He was a very good writer, by the way. It was, I was very impressed with that. And lo and behold, there's a $3,000 grant for him, a scholarship for him. And he came to me after that and said, that made the difference. That's why he's going to school right now. So you talk about changing a glide plane for somebody. I think that's what that did, Curtis. And I'm sure that's what it does for a lot of people that you guys see.
It's huge. There's a couple different pathways that people can take. When I was in high school, I knew that I was the technical type mindset that you're talking about. I was into welding and auto mechanics. I think I did my first engine swap on a car when I was 14 years old. So I was really into that whole world. But I didn't apply for scholarships. There weren't very many career tech scholarships out there. Right. I was able to develop in my career through education and then job placement and tuition reimbursement through companies. And, you know, that's another pathway, but this pathway allows students to pursue their dreams more quickly and directly.
Absolutely. In fact, it really benefits the community that way too. You know, Sandpoint's getting to be a pretty expensive place to live. Mm-hmm. And so we see it in a couple of industries that I'm involved with where you try to attract people here, but they say, you know, where are we going to live? How are we going to make this happen? And it's hard. So what these scholarships do, and it's not guaranteed by any means, but you hope that somebody like this young man I was telling you about will go to NIC, take the collision repair course. It's a year-long, pretty intensive situation, and then perhaps move back here, move in where he lives now, so he's saving all that rent at first, you know, so all those expenses to move in, has a really well-paying job here, and then can afford at that point to rent or buy on his own. And then all of a sudden, we have a great employee here, too, where we didn't have to bring somebody else in here with their family and say, oh, by the way, it costs this, 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 and this. And they say, well, I can stay where I am and be ahead of that. So hopefully, I'm seeing that with a couple ones of the scholarships. A Marine Tech one, you did that a couple years ago. There's been a few that have been really, really good. And so that's amazing, because what used to happen was, for Sandpoint Rotary especially, we'd have the same group of students apply for the scholarships. And those are the ones who are looking at the four-year universities. And that's great. It really truly is. And 2 years, some of them too, but not technical. And so all of a sudden, that was great. We were giving out hundreds of thousands of dollars of scholarships to these well-deserving students, but they were the four-year types. Where all of a sudden the career tech people were saying, well, there's no place for me. They wouldn't even apply because we didn't advertise that part of it. And so now what's happened is with Curtis and his committee, they have said, oh, no, we want to make a difference for these people, and they have. And so, and they've raised a lot of money, almost entirely from the golf tournament, I would think, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. So how many scholarships have you given out? Do you even know?
I don't know the exact number, but we've done this over the last 3 years. We've given over $150,000 in scholarships. So, I mean, we're in the ballpark of 40 to 50 scholarships so far, and it continues to grow. Those programs where people are in the trades is just going to continue to grow with the advent or the development of AI and more automation and robotics. That's right. What my background is in robotics and PLC programming. But that's going to take away some of the workforce, the hands-on production parts of jobs, and it's going to be much more broad than that. But there's still going to be people that need to fix those machines and tell them what to do and work out the bugs. So what we're seeing now is initially we were able to give scholarships to everybody that met the criteria and was deserving, right. And now we're leaving a few scholarships on the table and you know, they're deserving programs, but we have to decide on which students get those scholarships. So we've actually increased our goal this year from $50,000 to $75,000, wow. Hoping to cover some of that gap, and it'll probably have to grow a little bit more.
Well, and that's a good thing to grow into. It's good to have those goals for that because there is a need for that, and that's been wonderful to watch. So for the longest time, Sandpoint Rotary would have a golf tournament, and It was to fund club activities, which is about as boring as it gets. And people weren't too excited about that. People said, "Well, you know, we'll go out and golf, but we're not. It's not. There's no sizzle factor to it. There's nothing bigger than themselves, really, because all their funding is things that, like the chafe ride receipts won't. Just things, club activities, boring, boring, boring. And so it never really made much money, and it was really on the precipice of going away. And then Tim and Angela Cochran said, "Wait a second." I was club president at that point. And they said, "Well, you know, we don't want this thing to die. Maybe we can help." And I said, "Well, okay, tell me more." "Well, we want to take it over, but we want 100% of the proceeds of this to go to these scholarships." And I knew nothing about it other than to say, "Yes, we'll figure out a way to make it happen." And it was a little bit of a debate in the club, too, because, you know, all of a sudden 100% of one thing we're doing is going to one thing, where Rotary really tries to help a lot of people as much as we can. And so, boom, the first year out of the gate, it was awesome. Last year was awesome. This is the third year now, or fourth year?
This will be the fourth year.
Fourth year, yeah. And it's done nothing but gain momentum, mainly because people see the results. They see the messages out there. The why is there, right? Yeah. We know why it's there, and here's how it's going to help. So Curtis, I think that's wonderful. I mean, it's really good to see that. And these trades are needed here. I mean, you look around, you think about electricians, plumbers, again, collision repair folks. Those are the people who are all getting older. You know, you look around town, and every electrician will tell you, "Wait a second, you know, I'm looking for apprentices. I'm trying to get younger people to do what I'm trying to do," and that's an ongoing concern here. And I think this really hits it right on the head that way. So
that's why I've always said this is kind of a win-win-win situation, where the student gets the scholarship and the education. They're pursuing something that they really want to follow in their dreams. A lot of times we link up that student with an employer or a potential employer to kind of sponsor them as they go through school, help them be successful. And right. Then they've also lined up with somebody that needs that work.
Right.
And then for the broader community, there's economic impacts and the industry impacts. We need more of those people. We need more construction. Things are growing, and yeah, those people do the work. So I truly think that it's beneficial to everybody. And another point to that is the return on investment. The statistic that I found was that it's $5 to $10 return to a community for every dollar that you spend in a career tech development. So
very good ROI. That's perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. So for us, we, over the course of the 3 years, we've donated that money to scholarships, and that's potentially had an impact of $250,000 to $500,000 in the community.
Yeah. And I think that probably even rolls even more than that, more than likely. But even if it is just that, and that's not just, that's a lot of money making a lot of difference, again, for a lot of kids. And I go back to the young man I know. I'm excited to see what this young man does with this. And that's the idea of being open for that opportunity that way, too. So how do people find out about the scholarships? How do they apply for it? How do they do that?
Well, we do a scholarship cycle through the school system. So it's for Lake Pend'Oreille School District. It's going to be Sandpoint High School, Clark Fork High School, and then the Pend'Oreille Alternative School. And they can do the standard cycle, or we also accept year-round scholarship applications on our website. It's www.sandpointrotaryscholarships.org. And it talks about our cause, what our impacts are, and then further down you can sign up for the golf tournament or apply. It has all the, you can upload the links directly to for your documents directly to the website, and it notifies us as the committee.
Perfect, perfect. Well, Curtis, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more about this golf tournament coming up, and again a little bit deeper into how you're helping the community with that. And I still want to get some of your history here too.
Okay, we'll do it.
You're dodging me on this. I want to find out for sure. We're going to hang tight for that. So when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about golf. We'll talk a lot about Curtis, and we will talk a little bit about Rotary too. So we'll catch you on the other side of the break.
Ritz Transmission and Performance in Bonner's Ferry, now offering new services. Transmission repair to manual and automatic. U-joints, clutches, differentials, custom upgrades, transfer cases, and transmission services. Call for an appointment or just stop in. Your go-to mechanic in Bonner's Ferry for everything from oil changes to transmission repair. Get a free diagnostic at Ritz Transmission and Performance, 6878 Main Street in Bonner's Ferry.
This is Justin Dick, owner of 113 Main Restaurant in downtown Sandpoint. I am happy to announce that we have launched our summer lunch and dinner menus, as well as new wine list, handcrafted cocktails, and mocktails. Come in for lunch and try our Mediterranean quinoa salad, Italian grinder, or hamachi crudo. For dinner, our halibut over homemade tagliatelle pasta, salsa verde ribeye, or nectarine summer salad. 113 Main, open every day for lunch and dinner from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Hi, this is Brian Ivey, service manager at Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. Summer road trips are in full force. This month, we will be offering AC services starting at $149 plus Freon, coolant services for $169 plus coolant, and front end alignment starting at $79.95. Remember, we are staffed and ready for same day appointments on regular maintenance items like oil changes and tire rotation. Our certified technicians work on all makes and models, including Subaru and Toyota. Pierce Auto Center.
For those of you who aren't sure what the Co-op Gas and Supply Company carries, here you go. We've got O-rings, tubing, and chain by the foot, wood stoves and products to deal with the soot, 35 kinds of turf and field seed, ladders and hay tarps, and farm books to read, an entire section of spray paint and sundries you'll see, barrels for water with spigots, and lids, if you please. Polypipe, conduit, and welding supplies, pine shavings, and quickcrete, and tons of zip ties. Bottled gases, and work clothes, and salt blocks, and tack, pharmaceuticals, and hose clamps, and reusable sacks. And we make keys. We thought you might like to know. Come see us. The Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820. And on the web at coopgasandsupply.com.
Cancer screening can save your life. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Come by boat or car for unforgettable waterfront dining. Pearls on the Lake in Hope is now open 7 days a week from 12 to 8. Enjoy a fresh new menu, tasty cocktails, and live music on beautiful Lake Ponderay. Visit pearlsonthelake.com to reserve your table today.
News Talk 97.1.
Well, welcome back, and I'm so glad you joined us on this smoky Thursday and or Saturday, depending on when you're listening to this radio show. And it also streams 24/7, so Curtis, they could be listening to this anytime, anywhere, any place. So it's hard to have certain dates set, but you know, for right now, as far as I know, it's Thursday around in almost 12:30 or something.
At this moment, yeah.
At this moment in time. Before the break, we were talking a little bit about scholarships, a little bit about Rotary, and there's a big event coming up. And that's what really funds all these scholarships we're talking about. And so that's pretty much on your front plate right now, too. So, Curtis, why don't you tell us a little bit about, first of all, tell us a little bit about you.
Okay, I'll start with that.
And then we'll go into when the tournament is and all that. So,
perfect.
How about you? Tell us about you.
Well, I can go way back. I mean, my family has been in Bonner and Kootenai County since the 1800s. I mean, my family's been in law enforcement. My grandpa was an ISP officer for 27 years and in this area. I was a really involved kid, part of the community in Boy Scouts and 4-H. And
where did you go to high school?
Priest River High School.
Oh, Spartan. And, okay.
Yeah, I was a Spartan. My wife was a Bulldog. We met early on in 4-H, but we started dating in 2003 when I was the Bonner County Fair King and she was the Fair Queen.
Oh, it was meant to be then, wasn't it?
It was meant to be.
A special the fair is a special place for you guys.
Oh, it's a wonderful place. And I go back, I went this week and looked at the wash dolls in the pig area and they look exactly the same. It's so nostalgic. I love it.
Very good.
And then as far as professionally, I went to NIC for industrial mechanics, worked in sawmills for a few years, ended up in Salt Lake City and worked for Dan and Yogurt for a number of years and really elevated my skill set there. They paid for my undergraduate degree and that's where I really developed a passion for supporting the education and career tech.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. And then to become a facilities coordinator, director type.
Director, yep.
So how did that all come about?
boy, that was actually kind of a, I was trying to have a stepping stone to come back to Sandpoint. My family had some health needs, and I wanted to be in this area raising my children. Salt Lake is a huge city, and I wanted something different to raise my daughters. So I accepted a position at the hospital as a HVAC specialist, and worked there for a couple years doing that. And in the process was just, I guess, being groomed and getting ready to step up when the previous facilities director left.
Wow. So, and that was how long ago?
That would be maybe 6 years ago.
Wow. Okay.
And I've learned a ton. I was involved with the Idaho Healthcare Engineering Society, really involved with education, advocacy. We've helped change some of the laws or prevent change that was maybe a bad direction for trades within the state of Idaho, and that was in that healthcare facilities lens.
Wow. So your day-to-day operations, you're making sure everything works and is running and all is well?
Yeah, everything is running, that the facility is safe and secure, working on projects. We are working on a new surgery air handling unit. We're working on a new nurse call system at the hospital. We're working on modernizing our helipad or life flight elevator. Oh. So we're doing a lot of those projects and sure. Smaller projects, I'll manage myself and do the project management, but bigger projects, I just end up being the owner's representative and making sure that it goes the way that we need it to go.
It sounds like every day is a different adventure for you. Is that true?
We have a saying that you only think you knew what you were going to do today. Or only thought.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. I always have that top 10 list of things I want to get done. If I ever get past 4, something has gone drastically wrong. I get to 1 and 2 usually, and then maybe, you know, so I can't imagine your list is a little bit more robust than mine.
Yeah, my list is long. I have 450, I say, like, wives that have a honey-do list at the hospital for me.
Very good. Very, very good. So when you're not doing all that, mm-hmm. which is a full-time gig plus, you also volunteer, you said. You are big with Rotary for sure. You've done a couple roles there. In fact, you have a new role with Rotary now too. And what was that?
The youth services leader or liaison, I guess. Yeah. So that's a board position where I'm going to oversee and interact between our youth services groups and the board and make sure that they're all represented and express their needs to the board and make sure that it all runs efficiently.
Very good, very good. And then in addition to that, of course, you've taken the lead in this golf tournament too, as part of a committee anyway. And so tell us about the golf tournament. What's going on?
Yeah, the golf tournament is at the Idaho Club, so obviously a beautiful location.
A Jack Nicklaus course for
a wonderful place to play.
Oh, yeah.
If you do come play, bring lots of golf balls. I think I usually lose a dozen.
Well, they used to call it Hidden Lakes, and it really wasn't hidden. They weren't hidden. But you would, like you said, if you went through at least only 4 sleeves of golf balls, you were doing well because
There's some truth to that. It's going to be on August 25th. It's going to be a 10 o'clock shotgun start. Registration will open at 8:30 a.m. It's a fun event. We have games throughout the course with our different sponsors. One of them is going to be a golf ball cannon. So on one of the holes, you can donate a little bit of money and shoot an air-powered cannon for your tee shot.
Oh, cool.
We'll do the pro shot. That's where I was introduced to the Rotary group.
Right.
We're going to do putting for prizes. There's going to be a lot of fun games there. So don't expect it to be, you know, strict golf.
It's not serious golf. But
it's for the cause, and it's a ton of fun. It's a scramble format, so you don't have to be a pro golfer. You can celebrate a few really nice shots, and that's what I do.
That's right. Well, exactly. And that's a lot of fun. So it takes sponsors to make this happen, for sure, and golfers as well, of course, too. How's that going right now? I mean, you're getting close to it. 25th isn't that far away.
Yeah, we are getting close to it. We have a bunch of wonderful sponsors. Right now, we are sitting somewhere a little less than $50,000. Our goal is $75,000, so there still is a gap. And, you know, I would encourage people, if they are interested in supporting these Career Tech scholarships. And in addition, we haven't mentioned it yet, but the C-Tech Center at the high school, that broke ground in June, and we are supporting equipment needs for their medical-related programs.
We being Rotary?
Rotary and Bonner General Health.
Oh, wonderful. Good.
Support. We partnered together on that cause.
Good. And that's under construction, I think, right now, right?
Yes, it is.
I remember they broke ground last year, I remember. So, perfect. Good.
Yeah. Can I mention the sponsors?
You do whatever you want to.
I'd love to mention the sponsors. The title sponsor is Monogram Homes, and then we have the Idaho Club hosting the event. Linkus Corporation, Cabinet Pro, 219 Lounge, Gold Star Construction, Alliant, Dryvest Roofing, Standcraft, Air Filter Superstore, Washington Trust Bank, Green Compass Builders, 5&2 Marketing, Boughton Construction, Lexar Homes, Skyright Roofing, Meehan Capital, the NIBCA, Apollo Mechanical, Fogg Electric, Ray Plumbing, Sam and Virginia Howard, Clearwater Gear, Pierce Smith, and Bonner General Health.
That's quite a group. In fact, there are a couple people in there, a couple companies in there that you don't hear about a whole lot of sponsoring lots of things. So you found some new people to donate, which is great. It's always fun to find people who want to give and find a way to do that. So good work on that.
We have a company driving up from Boise to participate in this golf tournament.
Really?
Yeah.
And how'd the word get out there?
They're actually a company we use for filters at the hospital. So Air Filter Superstore, they're going to drive up and participate. They love the cause.
Well, you know, and it's you said it's going to be a great day anyway. No golf records will be broken. It'll be serious but fun. And it sounds like you have all sorts of clever things going on there. It wasn't so many years ago, Coldwater Creek used to have a huge tournament here too. And I was lucky enough to spend time with Georgia Shonk Simmons, the CEO. And we'd go around and get donations from all these vendors from all over the world that would come into this tournament. And it was a huge, huge, huge fundraiser here for PAFE, which is fun to watch. So, you know, people want to give. This is a great opportunity. Are there still spaces available if you want to golf?
There are still, I believe, four spaces available for teams. Those are for foursomes. If you're a single golfer, we can get you on a team as well. You can find all the information on one of the tabs in the Sandpoint Rotary Scholarships website.
Again, that scholar, the website is what?
www.sandpointrotaryscholarships.org.
Very good. Very good. Well, the weather's supposed to be good. I checked. I mean, so we'll go with that for now. Hopefully the smoke will dissipate a little bit that way,
too. We can keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah, no kidding. So there's a committee that's been meeting on this, trying to make this the best possible golf tournament. What else can we expect to see out there? What else, if you're not a very good golfer like me, for example, if you come out there, what do you expect to see for that day? I mean, it sounds like you have some fun on different holes. You have different closest to the pin stuff, all that kind of fun stuff.
Yeah, we're going to do those closest to the pin, the longest drive, both men's and women's. You're going to see people that are having a good time and care about this cause together. My daughters are going to play the national anthem to start the event, so that'll kind of set the tone.
Absolutely, yeah.
And just people that want to support this event. So I think that everybody gets along well and supports each other, and we'll have a good time with or without the games or the golf itself.
You bet. I remember a few years ago, there was like a silent auction type thing too. Is that still going on or no?
We didn't do a silent auction this year, but we have in the past.
Right. So again, the money is to be made different ways. I think that way too. And Idaho Club has really stepped up again too. Again, it's a world-class golf course. And to have them give up their course for a full day for a local cause like that really means a lot to us, but it means a lot, I think, for them, too, to donate that, too. So,
it does.
Well, Curtis, that's awesome. It really is. Anything else going on in your world that you want to share in the next minute?
We have the Pondre Economic Partnership that I'm a part of, yeah. And we have our Economic Summit coming up. That's going to be down at Marigold Bistro on Thursday, September 20th.
I think you're right. Okay. But they were talking about that at BNI today, that they're canceling BNI for that day to have come to that. So perfect. Well, good. And who's any idea who the speakers are? I mean, you know.
We're still working on the speaker panel, but it's going to be industry leader in economics, what economic development might mean long-term or more long-term forecasting and what those impacts are.
And where can people find more information about that?
At the Pondre Economic Partnership website, www.pondreeconomicpartnership.org.
I think you're right. If not, you know, again, people are driving a lot of times and they don't write these down anyway. I think it was Pondere something. So if you search
Pondere Economic Partnership on Google, you will find it.
Guaranteed. Curtis Johnson, thank you for your time today. Thanks for all you do for the community too. BGH is awesome. Thanks for stepping up in Rotary as well. Yeah, you're really making a difference, my friend. So
thank you, David.
Good seeing you again. And we'll see you not next week, but the week after here on 97.1 FM. Y'all take care.
The sun can't shine.